So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bert Show.
Wendy's turn here. Under the bright hot light today is going to be Wendy. Thankfully, I'm giving the mess to you.
I just say don't judge until you hear the complete story.
All right, so you think about going on a vacation with a dude that you don't know 100%?
It's not that. We've never met in person.
Just because he's 60 years old doesn't mean he's responsible.
He's not 60 years old.
He's more mature than a 21-year-old.
We actually met over the internet on back in the MySpace days.
Whoa, now this was, yeah, that's going way back. Like 7 months ago.
Wow.
This was like, probably 2 years ago.
Really?
I was watching reality TV, popular. He was on a reality TV show. So like any girl, he was on one where there's a contestant full of guys. So the guys are really hot. So you just get curious to see if they're online or whether you can get in touch with these guys because they're just really cute and you think you have a chance all the time.
All right. Wait. I want to pause here for just 1 second and let this story wash over all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw this guy on a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to or allowed to say which one?
I guess I could say he was on The Bachelor.
Okay.
But he was one of the contestants, so he was one of the guys that the girl had to choose from.
Okay. Oh, he was on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
On the Deanna Pappas season?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I don't want to say his name because he is on my Facebook.
What is his like category? Was he like bushy country singer?
He wasn't
guy,
bushy.
Well, let's not give too much detail. So he was on The Bachelor.
No, I just want to set the record straight to say, because I think this is fascinating here, that there was a dude on TV, thought he was hot, thought he had a great personality, and you actually pursued the dude.
Well, yeah, I was just kind of looking up guys on MySpace, and I was like, why not? If I can get in touch with them, maybe it would turn into something. I don't know.
Some call it ambitious, some call it stalkerish.
Stalker.
But that's fine. I'll take the title.
Excuse me, I have a creeper stuck in my throat. Hold on.
I'll take the title. No, I sent him an email and he responded. This was 2 years ago through MySpace and he responded and we just sort of had this like email chat back and forth and we found out our birthdays are like literally a day apart. So we've always joked that our birthdays are so close together. What are you doing for your birthdays? So every year we kind of check in with each other, but we keep in touch throughout the year. And he's just a really fun guy. We exchanged phone numbers. We've texted. We've talked on the phone.
Where is he now?
He lives in a different state. He doesn't live in Georgia.
Okay.
So he lives in a different state. So we usually just have phone conversations from time to time here and there. But obviously on Deanna's season, I talked to Deanna probably last year about this guy and said, you'd be perfect for him, blah, blah, blah. You should really get together. This is a really awesome, nice guy.
Now,
she
let
said
me
that
ask
to you.
This. Yeah,
said that to me.
But how long did Deanna really get to hang out with this dude?
Well, they hang out because they have like bachelor and bachelorette reunions. They hang out with each other all throughout the year. Like they don't just do.
Is he going to be on the bachelor pad in August?
No, he will not be on that.
Man, I can't. Will not be.
That would be. Was that the house where all the bachelors are in hanging out?
They're going to bring back some of the stars from the Bachelorette and the Bachelor.
Jen, why are you being so mean? Wendy loves him.
I don't think he is. It's not that I love him. It's just an idea.
You think that there's a chemistry there.
It's just something that we've always thrown out there. Like 2 years ago, we're just like, hey, what are you doing for your birthday? Maybe we should get together. It'd be fun. It didn't happen.
So there's some flirting going on for sure.
This is a fascinating story because, I mean, wait a second. He's on The Bachelorette and Deanna Papp is giving you advice on going out with this guy?
I mean, like late last year.
Wow, that's cool.
And so my birthday is coming up right around the corner, and I threw it out on my Facebook. I'm like, birthday, I need to find somewhere where to go because I want to go on vacation for my birthday, get out of Atlanta for a little bit. And I'm like, hey, why don't we do this vacation thing? So we're throwing out ideas. There's nothing even remotely set in stone now. It's just an idea that I'm throwing out there to him because I think it would be really fun because we always joke every year.
This was your suggestion.
Yeah, I'm like, pick a place.
I mean, hey, Bert, it would be really fun. I totally met this hot girl on MySpace. And so I told her my birthday was the day after hers. And now I think she's definitely going to go spend a week in a hotel room with me. I'm totally going to get sex.
No, it's different. It's different when it's a celebrity, and it's okay.
I don't know that we could call celebrity, but he does come highly recommended.
To a lot of people,
he had to pass the screening process for ABC.
Right. Oh, yeah, that speaks volumes.
He had to fill out a really big application.
Go through like psychiatric tests too. But no, I mean, I just think it would be a fun idea if I brought a girlfriend along with me,
Yeah, he'd love that.
If he brought a dude, maybe.
If he brought another
guy. Then you guys are all hanging out together.
But even so, I think I would feel comfortable going on vacation solo. Like, I don't think it would bother me that much to go on vacation solo with this guy.
All right. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
Okay, so let's go on a date with the situation.
Let's take the celebrity out of the whole thing. Okay, let's just say it's a dude that you've been dabbling with here in Atlanta, talking to on the phone, Facebook, and going on a vacation before you guys actually hang out with each other is risky business, man, on a couple of different levels.
But isn't that them hanging out with each other? Like, we say vacation, but they don't live in the same state.
Right.
Because I'm trying to compare it to online dating. Let's say that. Mm-hmm. How long have you been talking with them on the phone and online?
Probably about 2 years.
So 2 years.
On and off.
Let's pretend like they're online dating and that's how they met. And they've been on the phone, online dating, 2 years. And this is the first time they're going to meet. Well, they have to meet somewhere.
Okay, we need to define online dating because there's a definition for online dating that I find strange also. Like, if you consider yourself exclusive and dating and you have never met the dude yet and you guys have only talked on the phone, have never met and are just Facebooking or MySpacing each other, that's not dating.
But see, she's not doing that.
She says she's not dating him.
She's not dating him.
But you guys haven't even gone out you haven't seen him face to face. So to just go all in on a week-long vacation with a dude that
is it going to be a full week?
I don't think it'd be a full week, but it would be a good couple of days, 4 days maybe.
So how are they supposed to meet? He's got to come here, she's got to come there.
Yeah.
And it's not or just meet in the middle, meet somewhere cool. So it's kind of like even playing ground for both people.
What I'm saying is because they live in two different states, the way they would have to meet anyway is by meeting somewhere at a neutral location. And if you're going to travel, you're not just going to go for a few hours.
But shouldn't there be a baby step somewhere in between those two? Like, we'll go and have dinner first, and then we'll talk about hanging out for an entire weekend?
I do think it would be safer if he came here. Because if he came here to see you and, like, stayed in a hotel or something, you still have your place. Like, your friends know where you are. Like, you are more aware of your surroundings and you know what's going on. But
So not go anywhere else.
I wouldn't plan to stay with him overnight. What if you don't want to?
But if he comes here, wouldn't he expect more from her than if they met somewhere with a bunch of friends?
It's going to be implied that if you guys meet in some neutral area or what have you, that he's getting some. Especially if you guys are staying in a hotel together.
I don't think necessarily.
You're out of your mind.
Wendy.
Come on now.
I don't think that should be anybody's expectation.
Wendy.
I really don't think it should be anybody's expectations. If I went up there, I don't expect anything like that.
Yeah, guess what? When I go to Five Guys, I don't expect to eat all of the enormous regular size fries they give me, but I do.
It always comes back to food for Jai. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you stay in a hotel room with him, there's an expectation.
Did you say that? That you're staying in a hotel room?
Oh, no. I mean, this is just an idea we tossed out there about a location. So we're talking about.
So you would get your own room and he would get his own room?
I think so, because I would bring a friend. Yeah. I don't think I would go by myself.
But you did throw out there that you might go by yourself with him also.
I did.
You're starting to back off a little.
You are. So, because that changes things.
Stick with your story. You want to go away by yourself with the dude who was on TV that's going to get your pants.
He's not getting my pants.
Chanel, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. I just wanted to say to her, like, on the phone chemistry and in-person chemistry are two totally different things. And it just may not be the same thing when you guys meet up as you have over the internet and on the phone. And it can just fall flat. And then you've gone out of town and it's like nothing.
It just feels like there should be an introductory step before you, like, hang out for a couple of days or a week, whatever.
So he should just come here first and just hang out.
Or even if you, like, accidentally end up in his hometown. Hey, I'm just happening. I don't know. There should
just
be something.
Cruising by.
You say go for it, Melissa.
Yeah, I say because I think they have been communicating for 2 years. If you make it a group thing, you don't stay in the same hotel, and you make it a place that you'd go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you and your friends would say, look, I'm celebrating my birthday in, I don't know, Aspen or wherever, and then say, look, we're going to be there. You want to bring a group? We can celebrate our birthdays together and leave it at that and leave it open. And then if he doesn't show up, you're still celebrating your birthday. I don't think it's that big of a deal if you do it smart.
So you're eliminating solo right off the bat.
Because I think solo is far more dangerous, and I think that if you know, you say you want to have this initial step, but for two people who don't live in the same state, that initial step is a lot of trouble and a lot of travel. And if you make it into their hometowns, there's far more expectation for something to happen than if you meet in a central location that's just a vacation place.
Hey, Allison. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
I traveled last year to Australia to meet someone that I had only met online. Same situation. We'd known each other several years online, but it's not exactly close to be able to meet in person first before we traveled together. And we had a fantastic time. We both flew to Queensland, where the Great Barrier Reef is, and we went snorkeling and held koalas and fed kangaroos and had five fantastic days together.
Wow, 5 days, too.
Wow.
Well, if I'm going to go to Australia, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I did rent a two-bedroom condo that was right on the ocean, and I did make it clear ahead of time, because it was actually my trip, and then I invited him to join me for several days of it, that it was a two-bedroom condo. He would have his own room, and then figured, you know, if we hit it off, we hit it off, but at least there would not be the expectation that we'd be staying together sharing one small hotel room.
Did you guys hit it off? Did he go down under?
Really? One step too far.
Your jokes are getting really shallow lately. What's wrong, honey?
I mean, they were shallow before.
Are you not getting enough sleep? Yeah.
And I'm tired.
Honey, you're far more clever than this.
Good one.
I'm not so sure. There was a time.
Yeah, if you're going to offend well.
Save them.
Dude, if one of my friends that's a girl, even though I don't have those, was to tell me.
Circled right back to
what did I say? Was telling me that she was going to go to Australia. There's no way I advise her to even if it's a two bedroom condo, to be under the same roof as that dude.
Well, do you guys remember Morocco, Nicole?
Yes, that worked out.
Yeah, it worked out, but we were all like, don't go. I mean, because she was going to Morocco by herself to meet that guy she'd only met online.
Ended up getting married. Now they have kids. And he's living back here.
Yeah.
That thing was like red flagged all the way. And it worked out perfectly,
now,
right?
I never suggest you to stay with them. And you've never said that you are staying in the same hotel room.
No, this is just a location so far that we've thrown out. It's not anything definite. Like, there's no...
But I think if the plans progress further, I think you need to plan on two different hotel rooms. And if it works out great and you end up staying in one, super. But you need to have a place to go that isn't
just in
the same room as him. No,
absolutely, dude.
You know?
Yeah, it's nowhere overseas.
And don't do it the other way because it's cheaper.
Oh.
Don't just get one room with him because it's more affordable.
We'll give you money to get a second hotel room if that's what it takes.
And when you say we'll give you money, you'll never get
Melissa,
money out
you
of
have
Melissa.
Never given money to anyone
I'll
ever.
I'll give money to Wendy just to keep her safe. I ain't giving money to you.
All right, calls I couldn't get to was Kristen, who said she did the same thing. Now the dude's her husband. Angel said the same thing. She went on one of these leap of faith dates also, or vacations, and she's married to him also.
Wow.
And then there's Kelly. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Oh, no.
Hey. Now, I just turned my radio on, and I thought I heard you said Wendy was going to date or go out with the situation.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what we said. The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Nix, that's K-N-I-X leak-proof underwear, isn't just for one moment. It's for all the everyday moments you didn't realize leak-proof underwear could make easier. Maybe it's day one of your period. Maybe it's a long travel day. Maybe it's hot outside, you're on the move, and you just want to feel fresh. Their leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. and helps protect against periods, light leaks, sweat, and everyday surprises. And because they look and feel like real underwear, they're soft, invisible underclothes, and machine washable. No extra hassle, no complicated routine, just dependable protection you can wash and rewear. See why millions have made the switch to leak-proof underwear. Visit Knix.com, that's K-N-I-X.com, and use code FLOW15 for 15% off. That's K-N-I-X.com, code FLOW15.
The Bert Show.
Just let me run this by you, because I'm having dinner with some friends last night, and this superficial debate came up. We were talking about Tiger Woods and infidelity and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yeah.
Uplifting.
Knowing what we know about Tiger Woods,
yep,
and his history,
yep,
they maintain that if Tiger Woods came into the life of a single woman, that 90% of women would still date him, mm-hmm, no problem.
Agreed.
Well, of course.
Really?
Why? Well, he's, yes, got money.
Because he's Tiger Woods.
Really?
It's, mm-hmm, for fame and money.
Yeah.
I took the totally different angle on it. I'm like, no way. Knowing what you know, even if it is, I mean, if you're looking for a one-night celebrity stand, okay, but you'd get in a relationship with this guy?
Well, every woman wants to be the one that changes him.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be women that would sign up for it because they would, mm-hmm, be like, he's going to love me enough not to do that, and I'm going to prove to everybody I'm more special than everybody else, including his ex-wife and blah, 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 blah.
Like, what's a guy got to do to prove to you then?
He's not worth it.
That he's, yeah. Like, I mean, at what point do you just say, okay, this guy, he cannot be won over?
Be broke.
Broke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if Tiger Woods was somebody that was broke and could not provide anything, then you'd more likely women would turn away from him.
So it's all based in money.
Well, I think
money
for
power,
the women,
fame,
that would still go after him, yeah. I think it's definitely about money.
I was, mm-hmm, shocked. You guys don't seem so surprised by, like, the debate, but yeah,
it's,
I was,
sad,
shocked by it.
That's, yeah, just what some women want. Yeah.
Like 90% of women. Tiger Woods walks in the door, they'd give him the time of day, buy him a drink, hang out with him, sit down, try to engage in a relationship.
It's the same reason why, mm-hmm, women will go after players. You know, you meet a guy out, he's got a reputation for being a total man whore, but you still, like, will go out with him, or women will still go out with him because they're the one who wants to tame him.
Right.
They want to tame the wild one, and then that somehow proves their worth.
And that's the same reason why guys follow Tiger Woods. You don't, guys don't care. He's a good golf player, and that's it. They don't care.
Period.
Same thing.
We were just talking about that Tiger Woods, and I was having a debate last night with just some friends that were saying that if Tiger Woods came into the life of any woman, 90% of women would continue to go out with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no way. And these guys were just saying yes, which will transition nicely into this conversation I got to have with Wendy, because I wasn't here when you guys talked, mm-hmm, about her dating Antichrist coming back into the picture here, okay? Now, we need to redefine what dating Antichrist is. And I'd say 85% of people have either experienced the dating Antichrist or are the dating Antichrist themselves.
Yeah, I think the dating Antichrist is the person that you don't list when you talk about your exes. You know, like when you talk about your relationships, sometimes that dating Antichrist isn't part of that list.
It's
and,
embarrassment.
Because you're ashamed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like ashamed of how you acted around them.
It's the person that you know the relationship is awful. It's really bad, maybe even abusive. But you can't, for whatever reason, get out of the relationship. So you break, mm-hmm, up, mm-hmm, and then he or she says something, and then you get back together with each other. Even though you know it's not going to work out, it's ridiculous. Then you get back in the relationship, he pulls away for a while, then you guys end up back in with each other, and it's just a dating Antichrist. Mm-hmm. It just won't go away, and you won't allow it to go away.
Right. And it takes some act of God for you to see it. Like, you just don't see it for the longest time. You don't see that they're treating you like crap. You don't see, like, what a terrible relationship it is. For some reason, in the Antichrist relationship, you're, like, blinded.
Mm-hmm. Generally, they have to do something so bad and so hurtful that it's the last straw type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting back to the Tiger Woods deal, Elon now will never get back with him because he messes around with her 18 different women. Wendy's situation wasn't that bad.
Well, not that bad, but it was probably 2 years ago when I was with my Antichrist. It was just, I mean, he was the one who introduced me to diet pills because he would pick up my fat all the time. He was a gym rat, would always talk about the women in the gym, actually cheated on me. We broke up for that brief period and then got back together. I had to change my phone number, but then we were back together and it was just on and off and we'd argue and then
We would talk about your family part
and
of
I
it,
couldn't,
too.
Mm-hmm. I literally saw my mom and my sister, who I'm super, super close with. Like, now me and my mom have our weeks where we just get together one day a week. I saw them once during the year and a half relationship I had with my Antichrist. So I had zero friends. I didn't have any girlfriends left. I couldn't go out without him by myself. I just wasn't allowed to, or I was felt guilty if I did anything else.
He was like, I mean, not physically, but just beating her down mentally about her mm-hmm. weight, and just a nasty, nasty dude. When she first started the show years ago, she'd come on the air. She's like crying, mm-hmm. begging, like, all I want this dude to do is stay away from me, mm-hmm. you know? And then they'd get back together again. It's mm-hmm. driving us all nuts.
Well, it's the intensity of it. It's the intensity, and it shouldn't be misunderstood as intensity as being a good thing.
Yes.
But with the Antichrist, when they will go, these are people that will go over the top to be romantic and sweet when they're on their good behavior. Mm-hmm. And that's what sucks you in. Mm-hmm. And then they are the worst when it comes to the bad times. But you always hold on to that good time thing because you know they're going to turn around and manipulate you again. Mm-hmm. So it's even though you break up and even though they cheat on you and even, oh, well, that's when they turn on the charm and they make sure and promise you'll never happen again and you were the only one and blah, 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 liar, liar, liar.
I think that's the toughest way to try and get out of it because you do remember all the good stuff and you're like, oh, well, what if this vacation happens again or what if this really nice dinner happens again or what if we just have a really good day? I mean, there was a lot of good days, but there's also a lot of bad days. And for me to separate both of them is still kind of a little tough, but not as tough as it was maybe even a couple months ago or even a year ago.
When did this relationship end?
About 2 years ago. So okay. We're going on 2 years.
So he went away for a while, mm-hmm. and now he's sort of been knocking on the door a little bit.
He actually sent me a Facebook message, and I had... This just sprung up one morning. I wasn't even expecting any kind of communication again because I hadn't talked to him for so long. It probably had been a year since the last time I had spoken with him. And then to get this message, it was almost instant anxiety. I think we were in a post-show mm-hmm. meeting when I got this email. My face was pale. Like, I had an instant anxiety attack when I had this email.
You guys were there when it came in?
It was shocking.
Really?
Like, yeah, because we were having a good time laughing in our meeting, and then she checks her phone because, of course, she's checking to see if I've done my Words with Friends play. And then she had, like, I don't know, was it a hoodie or was it a hat on that day or something? Mm-hmm. But you instantly pulled that hat down, and it was almost as if she was trying to keep us from seeing her almost tear up. Yeah, if not tear up.
Just the connection. Just the reconnection just mm-hmm. was so emotional
just
for
it. Just the name. Like, I didn't have to even open the email yet.
Right.
Just seeing his
it.
Name. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I was just like, really? We're going to try this again? Like, because I had blocked him from my personal emails. All those accounts have been blocked. I blocked him from other social media networks. So I was like, I'm completely safe because I don't have to worry about him. He's not in town. Well, apparently he's back in town. Mm-hmm. So I read the email, blah, blah, blah. It was like something like, let's bury the hatchet. We're going to run into each other sometime.
Don't do it.
And then he's like, I'm not going to bother you until I hear from you again. So I just kept the email to read on the air for the next day. I didn't keep it for personal reasons. I called my mom as soon as I was done. I was like, Mom, blah, blah, blah. I got this email, and I just blocked him from my entire Facebook. And
good for
I have
you.
Not mm-hmm. searched for him. I have not tried to find him on any other networks. I haven't tried to contact him in any other way. I don't even care where he's at right
good
now.
Good for you.
Very so proud right of now mm-hmm. it's good until I don't know what's going to happen if he comes out to any of my stuff. So
it's just a matter of time probably before, because yeah. I mean, this is what the Antichrist does. Mm-hmm. They'll claim that it was just an accidental run-in with mm-hmm. each other, but right. I mean, he knows where you're going to be every weekend, because mm-hmm. we talk about what clubs that you're hosting at or something like that, and he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told
He'll
her
test
that,
you.
Yeah, I told her that my Antichrist lives moved out of state, you know, finally got rid of her. And but she was in town for an event one time during Pride, and so that I was hosting. And of course, of all the places in all the city, but I did have friends that mm-hmm. alerted me ahead of time that she was going to be there. And I told Wendy, I said, I was fine. I walked up, welcomed her to the event, talked to our friend, and then walked away. I wasn't in a fetal position in the bathroom afterwards, you know?
There has to be a time, I think, when the Antichrist comes along and knows that they have no effect on you whatsoever. That's like the strongest mm-hmm. repellent mm-hmm. is like you can come up, you can say, hey, and then you don't run into the bathroom. You right. just continue a conversation with somebody else yep. like it wasn't even a big deal. And I think that's when it goes away.
It's possible, Wendy.
It is possible.
I hope so. I'm done with it.
If he sends you an email or a message or anything like that, are you capable of deleting it without even reading it?
without reading it? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay.
Not without reading it. I would read it and then delete it or block it or whatever I had to do. I wouldn't respond to it,
mm-hmm.
but I would read it.
Because what could he say in that email that would really be helpful at all?
So that's the next step. That's the next
step. But you're always curious about what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. What is he going to say to me? That kind of thing. I totally get it. And it is going to be hard if you run into him, but eventually it won't be. But I think at this state where you are right now, it still is going to be tough.
It totally would be.
Act. Just fake it. If you do, just
fake it
till you make it, girl.
I will do my best. But that's not, that hasn't happened yet.
Look, you've come a long way. A couple of years ago, you weren't capable of any of this. Mm-hmm. You'd run right back to that dude. So good for you.
Yes. Thank you.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any endless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X leak-proof underwear, isn't just for one moment. It's for all the everyday moments you didn't realize leak-proof underwear could make easier. Maybe it's day one of your period. Maybe it's a long travel day. Maybe it's hot outside, you're on the move, and you just want to feel fresh. Their leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra, and helps protect against periods, light leaks, sweat, and everyday surprises. And because they look and feel like real underwear, they're soft, invisible underclothes, and machine washable. No extra hassle, no complicated routine, just dependable protection you can wash and rewear. See why millions have made the switch to leak-proof underwear. Visit Knix.com, that's K-N-I-X.com, and use code FLOW15 for 15% off. That's K-N-I-X.com, code FLOW15.
The Burt Show.
Cynthia here has been on The Voice Disguiser. We got this email this morning. Hey, Cynthia.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? So what's going on now? You just got this this gift from, is this an ex-boyfriend, or is this just like a platonic relationship, dude?
He's my best friend. He's been my best friend for 5 years.
Okay. Let's give us a little bit more history, like best friend through college, best friend you met through the family. I think this family history is probably important.
There's no family history. We met in school, and at the very beginning, mm-hmm. I was into him, mm-hmm. but he started dating my friend, and after that, it just became sort of a brother-sister relationship. We went to each other with relationship issues, with family issues, with just anything that we needed to talk to someone at 3 a.m, you know, we were there for each other. But it was completely just friends at that point. He calls me about this girl that he's madly in love with, or at least he has been for the past 2 years, but then this year it kind of stopped.
What stopped? His relationship or the phone calls?
No, we still talk on the phone, not as much, but he doesn't really talk about the girl as much.
Okay.
Now, the key element here is, let's talk about those first couple of months that you guys were with each other. It was more than just friendship. Did you guys get physical?
No, he wasn't into me.
Okay.
You were into him.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
But you've been best friends for 5 years, right?
Right.
Okay. And now recently, today or yesterday, the gift that he gave you was what?
It was a week ago.
Okay.
And the gift that he gave me was a 10-carat white gold ring with a quarter-carat diamond and then 5 little diamonds on each side of it.
Did you say 10 carat?
Did you say 10 carat?
10 carat white gold.
That's like a big deal, right? 10 carat white gold. That's like really expensive stuff.
I mean, put it all together, and that's not a cheap ring.
How much are we talking about?
I'd rather not think about that.
Like thousands of dollars?
Are we talking about tens of thousands of dollars?
Hopefully not.
I mean, a 10 carat?
It's not a 10 carat diamond.
She's not talking about the stone. Only.
See, I was confused. I thought she was talking about the stone at first, but she's talking about the band.
Okay.
And the grade of the band.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it your birthday or was it a special occasion?
If a special occasion counts as the fact that he just found out I'm dating somebody who outranks him.
Outranks him.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
My.
Oh, they're both in the military.
Oh, literally outranks him.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, literally outranks him. They're both in the same branch of the military.
Okay.
Okay, let me give the phone number out. We'll try to figure out what this means. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378.
Bert, you got to tell it, like, get us into the mind of a guy here, because... why else would a guy give a woman a ring
randomly
if he was just her friend? Or is he romantically interested in her? Or is he trying to keep her as his own?
No.
I just can't understand the motivation behind giving a gift like that from a guy.
I have never done that unless it was somebody that I was romantically linked to. Like, I don't know, a wife or a girlfriend that I was going out with. Like, I've never really had best girlfriends. And we've well documented this the last couple of days. So I don't know that I really have enough of an education here to even speak about it. Because if it was from me, it would be somebody so special in my life that it would be like top tier either friend or wife.
Okay. And that's what I would think that most guys would say.
Mm-hmm. And you got it a week ago. Have you talked with him? If he's your best friend, then have you talked with him about it?
Well, he's on base, and I don't know, there was something crazy going on, so I haven't really gotten to call him.
Okay.
But I sent him a text that was like, you need to call me as soon as you get this, because this ring thing is kind of freaking me out. Like, I tried not to accept it at first, and I kept telling him, you know, I can't take this. And he was like, what am I going to do with a ring? And I was like, I don't know, give it to somebody? I don't know. And he was like, well, that's what I'm trying to do. And it's kind of funny that one of y'all said something that I was like, maybe I should point out that what he said when I was like, why are you giving me a ring? He was like, I'm just trying to mark my territory.
Oh, Jim was good. Jen said it.
All right, here's Kelly with a theory. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great,
good.
Thanks.
Good. Okay, I thought, like, she talked about how he dated this girl pretty seriously for a year. So I'm thinking, he bought her an engagement ring, and they broke up, and he didn't have a clue what to do with the ring, so he gave it to her.
Is that possible, Cynthia?
That's entirely possible.
Huh. I
want to go with that theory.
You do? You wouldn't be disappointed that it'd be a secondhand ring?
I don't think so. You have to understand, this ring is freaking me out.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to give it back to him.
Is it freaking you out because if it says something more about your relationship that you'd be eager to get back into one with him, or that you don't want that?
I don't think I want that anymore.
Well, then, I don't think I want that anymore.
Yeah, because if a guy will take any in that he can and interpret anything as, you know, I got a shot kind of thing, you know. Then I agree with Jen. You got to give the ring back because his interpretation of you taking the ring is that he's, you know, that from you may feel the same way about him.
And, yeah, and what about the guy that you're currently dating?
He'd rather not think about the ring, and it makes him feel better that I'm not wearing it.
Well, give it back then. If it makes the guy you're currently dating uncomfortable.
See, I've got a hunch here that I want to bring up here in just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
All right, the phone lines are lit up, so we'll get some more advice for Cynthia here. 1-877-588-BERT. It doesn't sound to me like she's 100% convinced that she doesn't want to be with the ring-giving guy.
Mm.
Well, or she just wants a piece of jewelry.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound like she's totally committed to the idea of not being
again.
With him.
Right.
Right.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X leak-proof underwear, isn't just for one moment. It's for all the everyday moments you didn't realize leak-proof underwear could make easier. Maybe it's day one of your period. Maybe it's a long travel day. Maybe it's hot outside, you're on the move, and you just want to feel fresh. Their leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra, and helps protect against periods, light leaks, sweat, and everyday surprises. And because they look and feel like real underwear, they're soft, invisible under clothes, and machine washable. No extra hassle, no complicated routine, just dependable protection you can wash and rewear. See why millions have made the switch to leak-proof underwear. Visit Knix.com, that's K-N-I-X.com, and use code FLOW15 for 15% off. That's K-N-I-X.com, code FLOW15.
The Burt Show.
All right, we're spending a goodly amount of time here with Cynthia, who's on the voice disguiser right now. And Cynthia just told us that her friend gave her, like, this beautiful ring, man, really over-the-top ring. And they were dating each other back in the day, but they don't now. She started to see another guy, and this guy gave her this ring at this particular moment just to sort of mark his territory. Those were his words that he used also.
But he's just her guy friend. They've never been in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Right.
Right.
But he just doesn't want her to date anybody else.
Except in the very beginning of the relationship.
Well, she liked
him. They were together.
Right.
She liked him. He didn't like her. Now it looks like he likes her. She doesn't like him. Maybe.
And they never got, you guys never got physical with each other, Cynthia.
Okay.
See, what happened was.
I have no personal space, so I don't realize when, like, something becomes cuddling.
Oh, come on. That's excuses.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Like, I would sit really close to him, and apparently it made other people think that there was something between us, but there was nothing. It was I don't know.
Okay, hold on one sec. So Cynthia's on hold right now, and she just told us that this dude that she was dating 5 years ago, she said pretty much that she used to cuddle with the guy, but he might have taken it for something else.
Oh, let's say what she said.
Was dating someone.
You said that you have no sense of personal space, and sometimes you don't know when it's cuddling.
Well, like,
I got to tweet.
Were your arms around him?
No, my arms were not around him. His arms were not around me.
Was your booty
whatever?
What
is your
you
booty?
Are an attention hound.
This one's important.
This
is going to be important here. Yeah, it is because you may have different definitions of your relationship based on physically what happened to you guys in the beginning, and that's why he gave you the ring.
He was dating someone.
Did you spoon with him? Did you spoon with him?
No.
Then what is cuddling?
She'll be like, define spooning.
First off, I don't know. We were just really close. We were just sitting.
You're not being totally honest with.
No.
No, I am. I promise.
Were you sitting really close on the couch? Touching?
Yes, but not like. I promise you, there has never been anything between us.
Okay.
I don't know.
There must be something. Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I think she likes him and she wants the ring.
It doesn't really sound like You won't commit to saying that you don't want to be with him either,
no,
Cynthia.
I am with the perfect guy. Like, okay, Jen and Melissa, you guys, when you were little, you came up with the perfect guy that had all these impossible qualities, and
Are you trying to convince yourself right now?
No.
Where you are.
Yeah, we're not sure where you're going with this.
Okay, I have found the perfect guy that met every quality that couldn't exist.
I see what you're saying. So basically, what I'm interpreting, Cynthia, is the fact that you have found a guy that fits what your 5-year-old or 7-year-old or 10-year-old list was when you were a kid on what the perfect man was going to be. You're
and
a superhero.
I'm really
but,
happy.
But you're trying to fit into that mold with him when you still have feelings for the guy that gave you the ring.
Is that what you're saying?
I honestly don't think I still have feelings for him. But,
otherwise, you would have given back the ring right away.
But it is a close personal friend, though.
But
he's a really good friend.
Now, if I have a best friend, if I have a best guy friend, let's pretend I'm straight, and then I have a person, I have a best friend guy. If I'm that close to him and we're just platonic best friends, and he gives me a ring, I give him crap for it. I'm like, "What are you doing? What is this?" And we talk about it. Mm-hmm. If I have feelings for somebody, that's when I stumble over my words. I get a little awkward. Mm-hmm. I take it. I don't know what I'm going to do. What do? I have the perfect guy. I mean, if you don't have feelings for somebody, you can easily say, "Honey, I don't. It's not the same for me." But if you have a little bit of feelings, mm-hmm. you're going to drag this on, and that's what you're doing.
So then what's your reluctance to say that to the best friend that gave you the ring?
I don't want to hurt him.
Well, you're going to hurt him by taking the ring and then giving it back when you should have just said, "I don't have feelings for you."
Here's Sean. Good morning, Sean. You are on the Burt Show.
Yes,
hello.
Does. Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks, Burt. I have a comment for Cynthia. I think that he gave her the ring because he wants, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
That'll happen.
It's okay. I'm waking back.
I'm sorry, brain freeze here. I think that he really gets into her and he doesn't want her to date the other guy.
Now, I think what we're missing here is a key piece of how he's feeling about the whole thing. The phrase that he said, "I'm trying to mark my territory," mm-hmm. we just sort of let that go.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he thinking? Is that saying, like...
I think he's got feelings for her.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's a military dude, and he felt awkward because her response wasn't what he wanted, maybe. And so he, I don't know, sat in a very, I don't know, dude
he
way.
He'd be a little jealous
of
the new guy.
I made fun of him for that. I'm like, you what? What am I? What are you, a dog? Like, you're marking your territory, and...
He's a man. I mean, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
We're splitting hairs here, really.
Hello?
Hello, this is Sally. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Okay, so I totally think that this guy is a manipulator. He's completely selfish. He's never, ever committed to this girl before. He totally loves the fact that she is his best friend. And he knows the fact that she has now finally found the guy that most probably is going to commit to her, is going to love her, is going to give her what she really needs. He's suddenly freaked out, and he thinks that a shiny diamond ring is going to hopefully cause some conflict within the relationship. And that she's going to be all confused now, and she doesn't know what to do with the situation. But the bottom line is, he's the manipulator. He's playing the mind games. He's the one that basically wants to have his cake and eat it. He doesn't want to give her any commitment, but he also doesn't want to lose her as his like confidant.
Sally, with that accent, would you mind being a nanny for my kids? I don't care if you have any experience at all. It just feels like you should be a nanny.
What do you think of my,
what
do you think of my theory? I totally think this guy's... this is why she's so confused. She just doesn't... She's totally getting mind played.
What do you think, Cynthia?
I have to agree with that. I mean, I don't want to think about him manipulating me, but the entire time I've said this isn't fair to do this to me.
But you're sort of also playing victim here, and you can control what's going on. I mean, you can call him today. If this relationship, this current relationship that you're in is so important to you, then you would protect that. So why not go to dude and just say, "Look, I just want to let you know, thanks for the ring and all that, nah, 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 but this is our relationship over here, and I'm going out with the general over here."
Because, like I said, she's an attention hound. She likes all the attention.
Are you being intoxicated?
And you're just immature, and you're not handling it in the right way. You just want all the attention and all of this confusion and blah, blah, blah. It makes you feel special.
No, it makes me feel confused.
All you gotta do is go to him, talk to him about
something.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Here is Irma. Good morning, Irma. You are on the Bert Show.
Hey, morning, Bert.
Good morning.
I think this is, she's not actually telling the whole truth. She used to be friends with benefits with that guy.
No.
And that's why that guy, he gave her the ring and he said, I'm marking my territory because he can have whoever he wants. He can date whoever he wants. But when it comes to her, he wants her to be single so he can have her whenever he wants.
Now, Cynthia, you're saying there was never anything there, though. There was nothing there. Nothing physical.
Oh, God, no.
Are you holding back a little bit because you're afraid of who's listening and who might know who you are?
No, my sister has already texted me. I've been like, oh, my God, are you on the Bert Show? And I'm like, oh, God.
Maybe we got to tweak up that voice disguiser, huh? I really don't know where to go with this whole thing. I mean, you've got a couple of decisions to make. It sure seems like the easiest one is just go back to friend and go, hey, thanks for the ring, but this is the definition of our relationship right here. I think what you got to do is you got to ask yourself, why haven't you had that conversation yet?
Because he's on base and he's not talking to me, and I don't get to see him again until the 4th of July.
Then it's not your problem. Then it's his problem. Then he'll come to you.
Okay.
You gotta do this right, or you're gonna lose them both.
You are.
Because I would not handle somebody giving my girlfriend Katie a ring and her holding to it. You know, and it's one of her friends, and she's not sure what to do about it, then, yeah.
Just mail it back.
Cynthia, what did
you... Upon it.
What were you hoping we were going to say today?
Like, I think I was hoping you would tell me to give it back. I'm terrified to hurt him because I don't want to lose
come
him.
Come on.
Why are you being so hard on her? I don't understand why you're taking such a
it's
hard line
friend.
On me.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Well, that's because you were out drinking till 2
he's
in the morning.
My best friend. I don't want to lose him.
Not you won't lose him.
I can understand that.
I don't.
But she won't lose
him. I mean, I just
him.
Think that she's more into the best friend than she is her
God,
boyfriend.
No.
Then
no.
do it. If that's the case, then do it. Give him the ring back and say this is our friendship.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
This is why I think it's hard for men and women to be friends.
Agreed.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.